8:45. Live from the KIOS studios on 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for tuning in. It is wonderful to have the company. And I've got some good company live here in the studio, sitting around the campfire. Your turn comes up to spin your best yarn, storytelling. It is as old as civilization. And in the case of the Moonshell Storytelling Festival, it's 18 years old, as this is the 18th annual Moonshell Storytelling Festival on September 14th at Mahoney State Park from 10:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. It's free with a park admission, and it's brought to you by Nebraska Story Arts. And from Nebraska Story Arts, Leo Arnes joins me live. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Thank you so much, Leo, for coming in today. How long have you been with Story Arts?
I've been with the Story Arts probably 24, 25 years. I worked for a young lady by the name of Nancy Duncan, who started storytelling in our part of the country, and she got me hooked by, I would put out yard signs for her promoting storytelling at College of St. Mary's at that time. And then subsequently, 18 years ago, the Game and Parks people of Nebraska asked us if we would do storytelling at Mahoney State Park, and the rest of it has been history.
Oh, what a great setting to tell stories. It's just beautiful over there, first of all, to be outside, away from the electronics, and sharing different stories. Can you give us kind of an idea of how, what's the format, what's the program like throughout the day?
Okay, well, we start out at 10:30 in the morning, and we go till 9:30 at night. And in the morning, we have a block where we have four national and international storytellers will do what they call an olio, or each of them does a short story and so forth. And then we have a short break where you can get some coffee or whatever at the concession stand there. And then in the afternoon, we have two-hour blocks where we have longer stories by three of the tellers. And at that same time, we will be conducting a separate workshop where one of the tellers will do a two-hour workshop for anybody that's interested in telling a story. We all have a story inside of us. And in a lot of cases, you know, teachers, lawyers, if a lawyer's in a court situation, a lot of times a little story helps to cut the ice and so forth. So we have these workshops, and then we'll have later on about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And all of this here is available at our website, nebraskastoryarts.org/event. And it's got the schedule. It's got a narrative about each one of the tellers. But at 5 o'clock or thereabouts, the local storytellers will put on what's called a story swap. Anybody can register to tell a 5-minute story, and you'll get a token prize at the end of that there. Then we have a break where you can go for dinner or so forth. And then at 7 o'clock in the evening, we have all the tellers come back and tell a few short stories. And then at 8:30, we have ghost stories. And this is, you know, to shake your bones and so forth. It's not the gory thing that we sometimes see on television and that, but it's the things that, you know, what's behind that door or whatever. And from that standpoint, I would suggest if you're going to be coming to the ghost stories in the evening, bring a jacket or a blanket, because Nebraska weather is such that it may be warm or it may be cold. And so this way you're equipped. And the parking lot is adjacent right to the pavilion, open air pavilion, so you can just dash out and get your jacket or blanket. And that's kind of the nutshell of it. But the beautiful thing about this is that our state of Nebraska, through our cash reserve and so forth, they set aside monies for the arts. And then we have to go and pitch them on why we should get some funds from them.
Sure. In essence, tell your story and make it a compelling story.
That's correct. And we have to make it a compelling story. And we've done a nice job over the years. And so you get to come to the storytelling event free of charge, except with park admission for your vehicle. So, this is one of those things that very few places can bring in the caliber of people. The tellers that we have, one of them, Antonio Rocha, is originally from Brazil. He moved to Maine, studied with Marcel Marceau, and so when he's telling a story, we have the spoken word, and then all of a sudden you have the physical motions where he's not talking, but he's telling you a story with his motions and his hands and so forth.
Sure. It is the 18th Annual Moonshell Storytelling Festival. It's at Mahoney State Park on September 14th, 10:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. It is free with park admission. If you're looking for more information, go to nebraskastoryarts.org. He's the treasurer of Nebraska Story Arts, Leo Arns. Thank you very much for coming in today. I really do appreciate your time and your stories. Morning Edition continues here on KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio.